Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, great day, because it is a Wednesday, and on Wednesdays we spend an hour with our good friend Doug Whaley. Sports Talk, I just sucked a hair into my mouth. On the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What's up, Doug?
I'm perplexed, but I shouldn't be surprised. So, when you, and I know we'll talk about the Steelers, but you know I got to talk about these Pirates here. What is the mainstay, the thing that we can hang our hat on that organization, is the pitching. But we fire the pitching coach.
That's right.
Like I said, perplexed but not surprised.
Ben Charrington's sticking around.
I thought.
For a seventh year, despite zero winning seasons, despite going backwards this year.
That's not perplexing or surprising. That's pirating.
It was the explanation that did it for us.
Right.
Doug,
what was it?
Oh, the explanation was you don't want to take a step back. You don't want to have a setback if you fire the general manager.
Didn't they take a step back this year in record?
That's correct.
That's why I love sports. It's a production-based business. It's not subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gotten worse. And the one thing you do have that, like I said, that is the mainstay that you can build around is that pitching staff. And I'd like to do some research to see what pitching coach got fired after having a Cy Young winner.
That's a great question.
And finished seventh?
And they were seventh in ERA.
Yes.
With a young starting staff.
So that lets you, Pirate fans, that lets you know where the organization is going.
Well, okay, real quick before we get into the Steelers, because I think your expertise here, having run an organization, is a good one. How much say do you give the players? Because the reporting from Jason Mackey was that some Pirates pitchers pushed kind of to get Oscar Marine out, despite the fact that they were seventh in ERA and had a Cy Young winner. Like, how dangerous is that?
I think it's dangerous if it goes against what you are seeing in the production. But if you notice it as well and that adds to it, like the analytics, yeah. If it proves what you're thinking, then you listen to it. If it goes against what you're thinking, then you're like, well, wait a minute. Let's go back and make sure we cross our T's and dot our I's. So, yeah, that's what I'd say. So there must be something behind the scenes. But optically, it just looks like the Pirates being the Pirates.
Yeah, optically bad. Mm-hmm. And your hitting coach, at least as we sit here at 9:05 on Wednesday morning, October 1st,
mm-hmm.
They got to wake up that guy from Green Day. You like that one?
Sure.
October 1st, Matt Haig, their hitting coach, still employed. They were 30th in the league in runs scored.
You think Donnie Kelly earned the right to be full-time manager?
For the Pittsburgh Pirates, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an easy transition. Let's keep status quo. I think right now, though, it definitely puts it on Charrington next year. All right, you got your manager. You don't want to take a step back. We're rolling with you. This has got to be his last year unless they show marketable improvement. Have to be. I mean, if he stays on and they're below 500 next year and don't even sniff a wild card and he stays, I'll start getting outraged. I give them the benefit of the doubt more than a lot of people just because
You're a huge baseball guy.
I'm a big baseball guy. I love going to the park. But what it's doing now, it's turning me into a baseball guy, not a pirate guy. Mm. I'm going to see baseball, and I'm going to see other people coming in to play the Pirates, and then Skeens. And that's what he's doing to, I think, a lot of people that enjoy baseball in this area.
How great, by the way, is this time of the year? You got baseball on all day. You got college football, NFL, hockey starts next week. It's the best. One last thing here on the Pirates. I lied before if I said that was the last thing. Zangrilli yesterday with the PM guys said that he thinks part of the calculus to keep Ben Cherington around is because there's a looming lockout coming in 2027. And I was picking up what Dan was putting down in Dan's eloquent on such matters. However, I think you can also argue the counter, which is get a general manager in for 2026, and then it's not year one going into the lockout. Like, that would make a lot more sense for me, particularly when you consider the failures of the guy that's there right now. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. You got a question for Doug, you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A million things to get to with Doug. And the first thing that just popped into my head was something that you've been saying for a while, Doran. When Highsmith is back, Herbig should still be the guy. Doug, are you seeing the transformative powers that Herbig has had over the defense? Because it does seem to be night and day from at least a pass rush standpoint.
I think so. And what I'm thinking about is, why not put all three of them on the field at once?
I agree.
I mean, think about when the Giants beat the vaunted New England Patriots when they were chasing immortality of going undefeated. They had that NASCAR package.
Mm-hmm.
Why not deploy something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then that takes your pass rush to another level. And it's harder to scheme when you have those offensive linemen.
Moving Herbig around, doing all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. Where are you going to slide it to? Are you going to slide it to TJ? But you got these other two pass rushers on this side, and it's going to free up. I think it's going to be more dangerous if you put all three of them on the field at the same time.
And really, Watt has said, I know he wanted to move around. He's much more comfortable on the right side. Herbig could be the move guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Highsmith.
Yeah.
And then you throw in Cam in there. So just the thought of that and what they can do and how that would put such consternation in an offensive coordinator's mind preparing for that, that right alone is worth the gold. Well, worth keeping them all three on the field at the same time. I think so.
I like it. I like it. I just don't see how you go into a situation where Alex Highsmith comes back and Nick Herbig's reps diminish.
Yeah,
like, I think he's kind of has that baseline of like, all right, he has to play this amount of snaps regardless.
He's earned a seat at the table.
Yes,
he has earned it. And again, production-based business, and Coach always says that. So, all right, let's live it.
Much has been made about the Steelers' defensive spending. Would not mind paying Nick Herbig at the end of the year and trying to see if you could find a taker for Alex Highsmith. And that's probably not even the right way to put it. I don't think you would find a taker for Highsmith. I think you would find a dance partner. Potentially, you could make a baseball trade, if you will, because he's a really good player, but I don't know. There's redundancy, and I know we're talking about the NASCAR package, but when you talk about spending money on defense, I don't want to lose Herbig, man.
Yeah, but why lose Herbig or Highsmith? I mean, how many years? This is year three for Herbig?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do Eagles, like give him some money up front, but a discount it, or you keep him, and then if it's really going well, you franchise him, and by that time, TJ's starting to probably slip. So you can be like, hey, TJ, let's renegotiate and take some of that money and put it to Herbig. So what I'm saying is don't always try to get somewhere out of here because then you're spinning your wheels. Then you have no depth. You got depth now and different pieces you can throw in there. So why not keep them and try to pay them? They can make it work.
Yeah, that's why you're the GM.
Mm-hmm.
As Watt starts to get a little longer in the tooth, it'd be nice to have Highsmith and Herbig around.
Right there.
And Highsmith being injury prone.
Yes. Yes.
Because he is injury prone. He gets hurt every single year.
Collect talent.
Do you guys think so? Okay, Herbig has been transformative. 52 pressures these last couple of games. I don't think a coincidence either that Derek Harmon's been out there. I think he's been pretty damn good.
But I also think, I not disagreeing with you, but for me, the biggest difference is the offense scoring points early and having a lead.
Yep. We talked
about that. Your defense is built to play with a lead, and you're seeing it. And that's why they've been successful, especially against the Vikings.
Is there something you're seeing from a script standpoint that's got them out to these early leads? I mean, they were out 14-3 each of the last 2 weeks. They scored an opening drive touchdown against the Patriots. They kicked a field goal, or excuse me, that was against the Jets. They kicked a field goal against the Seahawks. They're seventh in the NFL, Doug, in first quarter scoring this year.
I mean, it's obvious. It's Rodgers, and it's the mental. And I'll give you one play. It was maybe been the first drive. DK Metcalf was the number three wide receiver, and there was a blitz, hot read, boom, right there, right over the middle, 10, 15 yards. He knew before the snap where to go, where the pressure was coming from, and that's how you can get not only chunk plays but consistent drives because he knows where to go with the football.
And quarterbacks in the past would just hesitate in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, if it was Justin Fields last year, he probably would have hesitated, and that's all it takes
double
is a hesitation.
Clutched. Yeah, and then
double clutched, and then you're punting. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers knows exactly where he's going. He knows that DK Metcalf is going to be open or get open, or if he's not open, DK Metcalf is going to win that one-on-one.
Yes.
So whenever you're comfortable like that and you have the confidence in your receiver like that, you have a high chance of sustaining drives.
And you give it to Rodgers for still having faith in DK after a couple untimely drops.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have you guys seen where Aaron Rodgers ranks among PFF's quarterbacks?
Yes.
We'll get into that a little bit coming up next. I want to talk more about Rodgers. We'll use that as a jumping off point because it is – it's not even laughable. It actually triggers me. I am triggered by it. I am made very upset by the... I almost swore there. 93.7 The Fan. You can't swear around children. That sets a bad example. And we want to be around your children. I'm going to further explain. 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase, a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com right now. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers, currently the 37th ranked quarterback in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus. What a friggin' farce. Go ahead, Doug, please.
I was going to say, as we talked off the air, it is finally getting exposed to the media and the public what PFF's all about. And us in the industry, we always knew that there is some major flaws and fallacies in what they put out there on grades. And don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking them. Their business model has proven to be very, has the ability to make a lot of money, and it's widely adopted by a lot of people. But the basis of what they build on is, it's just not conducive to really ranking and identifying how people play.
And I think it's even worse for quarterback, because from an understanding of the game standpoint, watching Rodgers, and I mean this in the best way possible, his ability to manage a game is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the smartest quarterbacks who's ever played the sport. He gets them out of bad plays. He gets them into good plays. He throws it to the open guy. He goes through progressions. He's getting the ball out of his hand faster than any quarterback in the NFL. You also should take into account the situation.
Mm-hmm.
He's protecting his offensive line as much as they're supposed to protect him. I think he's been the MVP of the team so far. You talk about the defense and the way that they've played the last couple of weeks. You get to pin your ears back. I mean, how infrequent has that been the last 5 years? He had a 14-3 lead each of the last 2 weeks. And that guy is the straw that stirs the drink. He hasn't been spectacular. He's been, he's played winning
he's
football.
He's been good.
Yes.
Yeah. And the play I brought up earlier in the conversation we were having, that and PFF would not be a positive throw. It'd be anybody can make that throw.
Right.
Yes, anybody can make that throw, but can anybody get to the point where they know you have to make that throw, or if you don't, the next result could be very disastrous. Mm-hmm. A sack or something like that. That's the type of thing. Because football, there are so many variables to success on every play, it is extremely impossible to have it all on numerical values and analytics.
Absolutely.
And then lastly, I always say, until they can put a numerical value on toughness, will to win, aggression, ability to bounce back after a bad play, all those emotional stuff, leadership, being able to say, hey, somebody, or no, all right,
Freiermuth.
Hey, yeah, DK Metcalf, you've dropped it the last couple games, but I'm still going to have faith in you and come back to you. And then he has a big game. That type of stuff you cannot put analytic values on. And that's why you can't be analytically driven in football. In baseball, yeah, it's almost a one-on-one sport. It's batter against the pitcher or a baseball. Fielding, all of that stuff. There's not many variables there. There's 11 players for any play to be successful in football. So it's just too many variables. And that's why I can go off in a deep hole on analytics in football.
I mean, for PFF, like, until they have somebody in each building, in 32 teams building, that is working for that team, that also alongside is in partnership with PFF, that knows what the plays are and knows what the coverage are and the responsibilities are.
And checks and all the little things.
Like, then I'll start paying attention. But I have not, from day one in years, ever paid attention to it because of that. Because they do not know. I don't know. We don't know. We're not there every day to know what the actual responsibility for guys are supposed to be.
The one that I always bring up is when you get the post-game, immediately after the game, PFF statistics.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching off the TV copy, and you don't know the responsibilities, and you're going to give me a grade? Get the hell out of here. Back to Rodgers. Here's a number I care about. 8 touchdown passes. Third best in the NFL. Here's another number I care about. Converting touchdowns 69% of the time in the red zone, 7th in the NFL. Here's another number I care about. They're scoring almost a touchdown per first quarter, which is 4 more points than they were scoring in first quarters last year. Last year, they were one of the worst teams in the first quarter in the NFL. This year, they're 7th in the NFL in scoring. That's all back to Rodgers. And oh, by the by, he's 8th in the league in quarterback rating right now, which that's not the be-all, end-all statistic either, but I think that's a far more accurate representation of the way that the guy is playing right now.
Especially when you add into all the other stats you just talked about. That's why it is so important to say, all right, this guy is legit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always what you see on film. It's what a quarterback can bring to the huddle, to the offensive coordinator, to the team and to the momentum of a game. And he's proven it.
The scary part about this offense is I truly believe they haven't even opened it up yet. You know, I mean, how many deep passes, like deep shots have they taken?
Any? Not a lot.
Any?
The one that sticks out in my mind's eye is, I mean, and it was improvisational plays, his rollout deep toss to Freiermuth that Freiermuth dropped.
Yeah, and that was off script.
And
that wasn't designed.
He lobbed one He lobbed one up to Calvin Austin in the Jets game, trying to draw a flag at the end there before the Boswell boomer. But you're
it's
right,
like three or four.
It hasn't been a lot.
I haven't even opened it up yet.
I see that coming, and
right.
That's the mark to me of a good coordinator. All right, we're getting the short passing game going. Now the running game started to pick up. Guess what? That defense is going to start crowding that line. Now you open it up for the deep shots. And that's a coordinator building on his play calling to exploit things later on in the year.
And if you can run, like the first game of the season, Rodgers was great in play action. Mm-hmm. Jets didn't know, are they going to try to run it a lot? Can they run it a lot? And they're guessing about what you're going to look like as much as you're guessing what they're going to look like. And they were great from a play action standpoint. Hadn't seen it be as effective since that first game. But we also didn't see him run the ball the way they did until the Vikings game. And if they can do more of that, you know they want to run a lot of play action stuff. And I think that's when you might see Freiermuth more involved. You might see these tight ends. I agree, man, about them scratching the surface of what they're capable of, because Jonnu Smith's a better player than he's shown. Pat Freiermuth's a better player than what he's shown. I think there's a lot more meat, pun intended, on the bone with Darnell Washington. And that was the first 100-yard game we even saw out of DK Metcalf. There's more to be mined there.
I mean, the snap counts of the tight ends, Pat Freiermuth and Johnny Smith, are absolutely going to go up with Calvin Austin being out. So, like, we talk about number two receiver. Oh, should they, you know, go trade for somebody, Jacoby Myers or Chris Olave? That's why I don't think that they'll do it at all, because they'll do receiver number two by committee, which will be Roman Wilson, Skowronek, and Scotty Miller. But the snap counts, which – in the last game, I think Pat Freiermuth had, 15, and Johnny Smith had 13? That's going to double or triple, because they're going to be the guys now.
Yeah.
And even more.
Yeah, and I've been saying it from even last year. In this offense, shouldn't be focused on number two receiver. It's the number two receiving option.
Mm-hmm.
And some games it's going to be the tight end. Some days it's going to be the running back. Sometimes it's going to be a receiver. And that multiplicity is what keeps defensive coordinators on their heels.
Does Gainwell deserve a 50-50 split moving forward? We'll get into that, among other things, when we return. Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Company segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. One of the things I loved in Ireland, like being at the tailgate and being in all these bars with Steelers fans, was people coming up and being like, oh, I love the show. Love Doran. Where's Doran? Love Wednesdays with Doug Whaley. And then I come into the office and everyone's not as excited to see me.
I am.
I know you are. We've had a great show today, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
It's great to get back with the guys.
Kyle's
the boys
is not so excited.
He's perked up.
I mean, I just have more energy because I'm sleeping more, but your return has been a different feel for me. Doran inspired a lot of confidence in me. And then you're back. And you worry about everything.
Well, don't let that affect you.
How can't I? You taunt me on the air every week.
Harry brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Wow. So, in Ireland, Kenneth Gainwell went off for over 100 total yards, 99 rushing yards. Was like a mover too, a right joystick away from maybe having a big, big day. Scored a couple of touchdowns. Is less more with both guys? Is more Gainwell the way to go? Was it more the blocking scheme? Like, how do you guys see the Steelers running game evolving from what we saw in Ireland, particularly as it relates to the duties being divvied up there?
I mean, I don't care what level it's at. If I was coaching any team, and there was a player that went out there and had a performance, that player is going to get more reps. Like, I'll figure out a way, and it's a good problem to have, to split or divvy up carries, reps, touches, whatever it is. And you have to do everything in your possible case to win. Like, everything should be about winning. So if Gainwell, and you feel like Gainwell, and he had an incredible game, next week comes back, he's going to get as many reps as we possibly could give them. Same with Jaylen Warren. Like, I mean, we're going to have everybody on the field. I'll create some two-back sets to make sure, like Doug said, hey, when Alex Highsmith comes back, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, TJ Watt, all on the field at the same time, why can't you do that with Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren?
Yeah, if J.J. Redick hits a couple of threes in the first two possessions of a basketball game, you might want to draw up a couple of sets for the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And I'll add to the fact that Jaylen Warren has proven that he can't stay healthy. So if I'm Jaylen Warren, I just got the bag and I got a guy that can help me stay healthy and produce to maybe get another bag. Absolutely. Bring it on. And it's nothing against him. It's just his running style and his body build. The way he plays the game is just so ferocious that he's going to wear down and get injured. And he's proven it every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best case with him is to have a complimentary back, have that 1-2 punch. And Gainwell's shown that, boom. And then if Caleb Johnson ever picks it up.
Glimmer of hope, I thought, from him.
Yes, absolutely. Again, this is going to be the tricky thing for me, or not for me, for Caleb to really gain more touches. He's a volume guy. The more he touches, the better he gets. And will he be in that position to do it with Gainwell and Warren in front of him?
I mean, any explosive offense in the NFL or any decent team has two backs, mm-hmm. if we think about it. I mean, look at Detroit. You know, I mean, even look at Minnesota whenever Aaron Jones is healthy.
Yes.
Like, you know, Mason and Jones. Like, you always, I mean, look at Tampa Bay with Rashad White and Bucky Irving. Like, you always have two really good backs that you feel comfortable with the putting in all the time. Like, that's how the NFL is. It's very rare that, you know, you have just one guy.
You got to have King a Henry. Star.
Right.
Yeah.
They have the 43, too, that comes in every once in a while.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Yep.
Justice Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Justice Hill?
Yeah, you knew I was going to screw all that up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Texture, real quick. Other hosts have been talking smack on Adam and his free trip to Dublin. Is that true?
I haven't heard anything.
They've been making fun of me?
Who? I mean, what other hosts?
I mean, be more Irish. Muller, that's German, right?
I don't know.
Filipponi is a nice Irish name. Nat. I mean, what are you
I mean,
you want to go to Dublin? Be more Irish. They play a game in Italy? Send Filipponi. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Chedrick. That sounds English to me.
Scottish.
Yeah, well, they play a game in Scotland. You want to go to Glasgow? By all means. Not to fire back against something that I don't even know if it happened or not.
Never heard any. But, I mean, I wasn't listening all the time, so.
It might be. Now, I haven't heard. I've been listening.
Time difference. I wasn't listening, yeah. Because I was in Ireland. and they paid for it. And it was great. Doug, you said there's a concern that you have coming out of the game.
The only concern I have is the lack of consistency from the head coach of a championship mindset. And I have no problem with it going for it, fourth and goal. I have an issue with him punting for it when you could ice the game away and say, hey, offense, we need a yard. And if we want to get over this hump of not winning a playoff game, let's start instilling this confidence and championship mindset today in Minnesota. And everybody's like, well, he put it in the hands of his defense. Guess what? If you don't get it, I'm putting it in my hands on my defense even more. Mm-hmm. I got that much faith in them. I got that much faith in our offense. And if for some reason something goes wrong, I got even more faith in our defense that we can give it up at that point of the field in that situation, and you're still going to close it out.
Yep.
That's just – and just those two mixed messages, that's the only concern I have out of the game. And I'm saying it's – people will be like, well, that's not a big concern. I hope it doesn't turn into a big concern. It's just mixed messaging. Be consistent. Mm-hmm. That lack of consistency, I hope it doesn't rear its head and bite him in another game.
Interesting that you say it, because you think about the best teams in the NFL last year. Commanders made it to the Final Four. They went for it on fourth down and had a high success rate. They did it all the time. Dan Campbell goes for it on the other side of the 50 all the time. The Eagles, now they have the tush-push, but they go for it all the time. You're right. It's a championship mindset. We're going to go win the game. And put it in my defense's hands. All right, fair enough. But then Danny Smith said yesterday when they punted the ball, they punted it into the end zone on purpose.
Yeah, because they didn't want to return.
That's ridiculous.
Not a championship
no,
mindset.
No, that is such a, like, we're going to try not to lose the game mindset.
And from a former player, tell me what that does to that locker room.
Oh, man, it deflates it. It does. I mean, you want to go for it. You want to kind of put the nail in the coffin as a player, and you're sending a signal that you don't trust us.
Mm-hmm.
You're sending a signal that you don't trust us to do it. I mean, we're getting paid. Offensive linemen are getting paid to block and to at least get a yard. That's why you're here. Like, that's what I would say. Anytime that there's a, you know, third and one or fourth and one, and I had a timeout and I was talking to the offensive line, this is why you play offensive line.
Yeah.
It's to get a yard.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go get a
yard.
That's
what you live for.
Let's go get a yard.
Let's go blow a guy off
one
the ball.
Yard.
Yeah.
Move 1 yard. If you can't get 1 yard, then we got to bring in guys in on Tuesday to work out and to take your spot.
And they were running it really well. And they're the team that wants to run it well. And on a fourth and goal from the three, what, they had confidence they could pick up 3 yards at the goal line, but not a yard at the 40?
And add to the fact you have Aaron Rodgers. That's going to be able to check you out of any play that doesn't look like it's going to be able to get that yard. So all points for it, all indication is you should have went for it. And like I said, even if you don't get it, you still have your defense, but it's instilling that I'm letting the players make the play instead of handcuffing them.
And you're right about the inconsistency of it too. Because last year in that Washington game, you run the fake punt. And if the ball would have been caught, I mean, that was a very aggressive move.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, despite the fact that it failed, still applauded the attempt. You're going to try to take that game away, take that game over early. And then it doesn't work. Okay, but you were aggressive. You go down being aggressive.
No one's going to complain about
nope.
it.
You go down admirably. Yep. I'm with you on that. That's a game that they could have put away a couple of times, and they wound up not being able to do it. The Ravens are sitting there at 1-3 right now. The Steelers are 3-1. Are the Steelers winning the North? We'll get Doug's opinion on it when we come back. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Ravens are 1-3. They won't have Lamar Jackson this weekend against Houston. They, according to reports, won't have him for the next couple of weeks. Could be sitting there at 1-5. Meanwhile, the Steelers got the Brannies and the Bengals. Are they winning the division, Doug?
Right now, I would say they are in pole position, but you also got to look at the schedule. I mean, the Ravens have played the Bills, they played the Lions, and they played the Chiefs. And the lowest total output they put was 20 points. Steelers have to go through that gauntlet. Now, with Lamar being out 3 to 4 weeks, I think they have two games in a bye, or maybe three games in a bye.
Two in a bye.
Yes. So he's coming back, and then they have two against Cleveland, two against Cincinnati as well. So my whole thinking is they're going to put up points, but if they don't get that defense rectified, the Steelers are in pole position. I could see it. But Steelers got to go through that gauntlet.
They do. They don't have to play the Chiefs, but I don't know if they lucked out playing the Chargers.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Chargers are a good football team. I think if you get 1-5 and 5-1, I think you're good.
Yeah.
I think you're good.
It'd be a collapse that would mimic last year's. That would not be. It'd be no bueno.
Yeah.
And we can't. With Rodgers, I'm not saying anything can happen because he could get hurt, but I would put a futures bet that they would not collapse.
Mm-hmm. Like that. I don't know that the Ravens are going to figure it out on defense.
I don't know.
I don't expect them to be this bad because it's hard to be this bad for 17 games. But without Matabuke, that's a massive loss.
And Roquan Smith.
Roquan, man, he wasn't looking the same anyway.
He got banged up.
And I'll say this, what I saw too was not only the front, but their secondary. Marlon Humphreys was getting torched.
He got banged up too.
Yeah, he looked awful.
They got seven guys on that defense hurt.
Yeah. Well,
they're not beating Houston.
Yeah.
And they're not going on, without Lamar, they are not going on the road and beating the Rams either.
Yeah, they can't outscore people. And that's what they're going to have to do with all the injuries and their defensive scheme.
Cooper Rush ain't doing that for 2 weeks.
Nope.
I have more confidence that they're going to be there at 1-5 than I do the Steelers at 5-1. That Cincinnati game scares me a little bit. I mean, Cincinnati, they're not good. But Thursday, division, the road, that of the four games going to be played combined that these two teams are going to play these next few weeks, the one that worries me most about not going the Steelers' way would be the Cincinnati game on that Thursday.
And they always have one of those games. And you know as well as to be up for 17 straight games, you're going to have a clunker.
Yep.
And the Steelers always have one in division on a Thursday night away.
Does Seattle count as a clunker? Because they look to me like they're pretty good.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They're a good squad. Absolutely.
You were a favorite, but they're playing good football. And the way that went down, I mean, they are a Caleb Johnson miscue away and a Calvin Austin the third miscue away. They could be sitting here at 4-0 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might be printing the t-shirts.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think about the Browns going with Gabriel?
Why not? See what you have. And this is, especially from the GM's point of view, let's see what he got, what he has, and if he's no good, throw in Shador, see what he has. If not, now I know what we got to get in the draft next year.
How big of a sample size would you give him before you would then turn to Shador?
Obviously, the eye test, not the PFF grade, but I'd see just, has he started making any strides? What does it look like? And do we see progression? Can we keep building that offense to give him more and more and more, and he's accepting it and excelling it? Now, you're always going to have some ups and downs, but are they balancing each other out, and are the downs not as low each time and the highs get higher and higher? That's what I'd add. So if you gave me, I'd have to give you at least 4 games, 3 to 4.
Okay. The Browns game would scare me more if he wasn't playing. If it was Flacco, like I've circled this Bengals game as the uh-oh, don't stub your toe spot. I know it's in Pittsburgh. If Flacco were the quarterback with their pass rush and the Steelers coming off a bye with a potential rust factor, that one would worry me.
Yeah, a little bit.
But Dylan Gabriel, second start?
Bet the under on that game.
That I'm with.
Yes.
That I'm with. And the Cincinnati, you might have to gut a couple out, but just win, baby.
Because I can see the Steelers going with that jumbo package and just run
all game. Yep.
Don't expose Rodgers to that pass rush.
No.
These next two are going to be big, you would think, big package games. Because Doran made, I thought, a really good point earlier about the Cincinnati game on a Thursday. Forget about them. Line up, run the damn ball down their throats, make it about you, make it about man ball, and just take that thing to them.
Yes. I think it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago when New England was playing Buffalo and they just ran it 50 times. I'm good with that. Let's go. Speaking of which, we got time. Have you guys noticed we might have this pendulum going back to 3 yards in a cloud of dust? Think of the Oregon-Penn State game. They were doing fullback traps and belly ups. Seattle had power eye. I'm thinking that you're starting
running
to see.
Running backs are coming back.
Running backs and power running game is starting to come back, which is not a bad thing.
Doug, you always bring the energy. You're always an excitable man. When you said fullback traps and belly ups, you just that was a smile I haven't seen on your face in quite some time.
You haven't seen because it's been this football, which is basically basketball on grass. Now it's starting to come back, so it's exciting. Now I don't want a dose of that 17 games in a row, but being able to be multiple and have that in your package when you need it, that's when you start stacking some dubs.
I like the tush push the Steelers implied. Implied?
Implemented.
Whatever. Implemented. Thank you, Norm.
You're welcome.
Dublin. That was a fun show. Yep. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you very much, Doug. Pat Bostic tomorrow. We'll quiz Callis as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Beautiful day expected today. High of 75, low of 53. Clear skies. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.